The question today in Spain is this. Did the leader of the northeast region of Catalonia declare independence or not? In a speech last night, he appeared to declare independence from Spain and then take it back. Well, that left people on both sides of the issue scratching their heads today. Lauren Freyer reports from Barcelona.
Here's what the Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont actually said.
I jo mateix proposem que el Parlament suspengui els efectes de la declaració d'independència.
I propose suspending the effects of the Declaration of Independence. He seemed to be trying to balance the will of millions who voted October 1st to break away from Spain with the millions of Catalans who don't want to leave, and opposition from the Spanish government in Madrid. But after his speech, he signed a document that says, "We constitute a Catalan Republic as an independent and sovereign state." That's enough of a declaration of independence for Carla Ricart, who voted yes in the disputed referendum.
He announced, "I am proclaiming the independence."
Over tapas in Barcelona, she and her friends dissect their regional president's words.
This is the most discussed topic everywhere, with family, friends, group chats, everywhere. It's the only thing people are talking about.
Eugenio Julia is paying close attention because he's worried the terms of his grad school scholarship might change if Catalonia leaves Spain and the European Union. He was frustrated with what he heard last night.
I think it was not very straightforward. I think he's just walking in circles. He was very ambiguous. I didn't know what he was saying.
He's not alone. After an emergency cabinet meeting today, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called the speech confusing.
Quiere evitar la confusión generada por las autoridades de la Generalitat.
And demanded Puigdemont clarify, did he declare independence or not? Because if he did, Rajoy says he'll invoke Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, which suspends the autonomy of Catalonia. Puigdemont himself could face charges of rebellion. The Catalan separatist leader was very clear about asking for dialogue. But Rajoy told Parliament today he will not negotiate the breakup of Spain.
Negociar sobre la titularidad de la soberanía que corresponde.
The Spanish Constitution ensures the unity of Spaniards and the indivisibility of Spain, Rajoy said. He's sticking to the letter of the law. But critics say that's not the way to deal with a political conflict. Rajoy is now giving the Catalan leader 5 days until Monday to clarify his position or be deposed by Madrid. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.